This is Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. I've got a special guest in the studio. We've got John Devlin in from Ascensos. Morning, John. How are you?
Hi, Ian. I'm very well, thank you. Thanks for having me in this morning.
It's a privilege, and obviously there is a reason why we got you in, is because can we announce this now, or do we have to wait?
No, I think you can go ahead and announce it. Yeah, that's why I'm here.
well, when you walked in, you were, I don't know, overcome with an amount of people out there from the Moving Up College, and we over the last couple of weeks we've made an announcement that you know, the 4P's funding has dried up, and that's where you come in.
Yeah, exactly, and we are delighted to be playing a part in what, such an inspirational project as the 4P's project that Vectis Radio and yourself operate.
Well, we want to say thank you, because, you know, it's been a frustrating ride for us, because you've come in and seen it firsthand now, and you see how it all works. And I know that I came to you a couple of weeks ago, and I sold it to you. And, you know, sometimes I come away and I think, did I sell it all? Did I sell it all? Because sometimes you've got to come and see it.
I don't think you had to sell it. I think the story sells itself. You know, it's an inspirational story. You've done some fantastic work here with kids with real challenges over the past few years. And it was disappointing to hear the funding had been pulled. But I guess it's an opportunity for us to come in and support and contribute to the Isle of Wight community.
It's brilliant. And all I can say is thank you. On behalf of the station, on behalf of the 4Ps and the youngsters out there, thank you for your support. It really does mean a lot.
No, you're very welcome. It's the least we can do.
And obviously we want to talk about, because I came down to see you, and I used to work at Plessy's. Siemens Radar, and it was something else as well back in the day.
Okay.
And
before our day.
Well, it's, that place has been there for, I don't know, since the 1960s. I think it was called Decca originally.
Oh, really? Okay.
So there you are.
It's a history lesson of the Isle of Wight.
Well, there you are in the space of 30 seconds. So I came down, drove by, saw the big building, the Ascensos, came in and meet you, and then I got shown around downstairs. Then I came upstairs and went, wow, mouth wide open. It's huge.
Yeah, it's a proper facility. We're delighted with the progress we've made in the last 5-6 months now here, you know, and it's going to prove to be a very successful operation for us and for the island over the coming 10 years or so.
I mean, it's incredible to think that you've been here only, what, 6 months or so?
I think we came here, well, we opened the facility in September, then we had our official opening by the Lord Lieutenant on the 1st of November. So, yeah, it's not been a long time, yeah.
And there you are, you're employing, what, 250 people?
We were up at over 500 in our peak, seasonal peak, which is just before Christmas.
Wow.
Because obviously we work in the retail space, and we have a seasonality across the Black Friday, Christmas period. But we're at 250 now, yeah.
That's incredible, and it will rise at some point in the future, which is great.
We'll go back up to that number again.
Yeah. And the sad thing is, another history lesson, you go back in time, the place where you are at the moment is on the site of Plessy's, Siemens Radar and Decca, and that's kind of shrunk, and so's the amount of people working there. And already in the space of less than a year, you're employing as many people as them. That's wonderful.
Yeah, I'm not suggesting it's the same type of job as BAE Systems or Plessy, as it has been in terms of engineering jobs, but we do provide a certain type of employment, especially for young people who want to stay on the island and not have to leave the island.
Tell us about Ascensos, what it is, what it does.
Yeah, Ascensos is a specialist contact centre provider. We manage inbound customer care transactions for big retailers. So we work with the likes of, here on the island, we work with the likes of B&Q, with Game, with brands like Boohoo.com, and with Argos. So we work on behalf of those retailers, providing customer service facilities for their customers.
Do you know, I had, some time ago, I had this vision of what that job would look like, and it was nothing like what I experienced when I walked in the other week. My mind has changed. And I'm not just saying
that's
that.
That's quite common. You know, people have the wrong impression of what a contact centre looks and feels like. A lot of people have a perception that it's outbound telesales, telemarketing, cold calling type activity, and nothing could be further from the truth.
What I saw was hundreds of people sat around, because obviously you sit down, you've got computers in front of you, but the first thing that struck me was how big. Then it struck me how much technology.
Yep.
And then the people, you look at the people and you think, right, okay, I expected to see people of a certain age, but it wasn't. It was hugely across the board.
Well, yeah, there's a huge mix. And we especially find that here on the Isle of Wight, that A lot of people who have taken early retirement are coming back to work with us. People who have moved to the island for the lifestyle that the island provides in terms of the quality of life here. And they're looking for a job when they come to the island as well. So, yeah, it's not just kids leaving Isle of Wight College, leaving school, but a lot of older people with us as well.
And what I expected to see as well was stress. In a place like that, you think, oh, stress, and because you've got people on the phone that are being awkward. Never saw that at all. People look so relaxed.
Well, there's a bit of that, obviously, in any job. There can be stressful moments, but we try and make the environment and the culture in the business as relaxed and as friendly as it possibly can be. And I think you felt that when you were in. It's a very relaxed, I wouldn't say laid back, because we still have a job to do, but it's a very relaxed, welcoming, inclusive environment.
Well, brilliant. And I think it's great for the island, and it's really opened my eyes, and hopefully it's opening other people's eyes as well. Do you have, when it comes down to it, if people are thinking, now, hang on, you might have some jobs in. Can we apply? Where do we look for those?
Yeah, we've always got jobs. Go on our website, and we have recruitment pages on our website, and really in the second half of the year, as we start to gear up again for the autumn and the winter period, you'll see a lot of marketing for jobs here on the island again. And we're hopeful that the 4Ps project that you operate could possibly lead to some employment for some of the kids that come through the 4Ps project. That's what we're looking for. The 4Ps project is all about communication. We are in the communication business, so we're hoping there's a link there that some of the kids that come through your project, we could offer them careers and jobs within Ascensos.
Brilliant. I know that one or two of them have already expressed an opinion, not the ones out here. I haven't had a chance to speak to them because it's the first time I've seen them for a couple of weeks, but there are a couple of people that I've spoken
Excellent.
To. Yeah. So you might get people knocking on your door or making a
to
phone
see
call.
Yeah,
it'll be great. And the other thing is what we want to offer here for the 4P students is a chance to sort of come down and maybe do a project on what you do, to highlight what you do.
Yeah, I think that's important. We don't just want to be providing financial backing for your project. We'd like to be very hands-on on a community project of this nature and extend it from what you do here to what we do within our business as well. And I think there is a very good synergy there between the communication skills that you require in your studio and what we require within a contact centre environment.
Absolutely. Hey, look, I know you've got to get off because I know you've got to be somewhere else.
Catch the red jet, yeah.
I won't say what will happen to you if you don't arrive at this meeting on time, but you did tell me earlier on, but okay. I won't share that with the listener, all right?
Great, thanks.
I just want to say thank you and welcome aboard.
No, you're very welcome. We're delighted to be here.